With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tens of thousands of pro-life Americans rallied in Washington at the 51st annual March for Life.
They traveled to the nation's capital from around the country, braving snow and freezing temperatures to promote the sanctity of life. Jeannie Mancini is president of the March for Life.
We will march until abortion is unthinkable.
A noontime rally on the National Mall featured a lineup of pro-life religious and political leaders, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Afterwards, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies.
Correspondent Greg Clugston with that report. Also at SRNNews.com, another round of weather chaos expected to sock both coasts today.
Meteorologist Zach Taylor of the National Weather Service says expect more snow and frigid temperatures in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York, where yesterday a plane slid off a snowy taxiway in Rochester.
Storm system moves through and brings the snow. It's just going to reinforce some of that cold air, especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
And on the West Coast, Oregon's governor has declared a statewide emergency after days of freezing rain and the tragedy in which a pregnant woman, her 15-year-old brother, and her boyfriend slipped on ice and touched a downed live wire. All three were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina expected to endorse former President Trump ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire GOP primary. Mr. Trump has been appearing on the campaign trail with several other former rivals who have endorsed him. That includes North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. The Dow ahead 432 points, the NASDAQ adding 229 now. This is SRN News. Parents want more control of what their kids learn at school.
According to a new poll from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, roughly two-thirds of America's moms and dads want to be able to opt their kids out of lessons that conflict with their religious beliefs. 67% of respondents in Beckett's latest Religious Freedom Index study also agree that, quote, parents are the primary educators of their children. The primary bone of contention is curriculum that promotes transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's conservative government says it will not change policies designed to limit kids' exposure to the LGBT lifestyle, even though the European Union is demanding that it do so. The EU has vowed to continue withholding billions of euros in funding from Hungary in an effort to force the government to repeal the laws. About $20 billion are being withheld by the EU. This is SRN News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the U.S. that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza comes to an end.
Israel is facing calls from most of its Western allies for restraint. And this is Mr. Netanyahu saying, I'm not going to move on this, and I'm going to carry on until I achieve, in his words, total victory. That is a sign that he is relying very much on the members of his cabinet who have threatened to topple his government if he does not stay the course. It is a sign that he is going to try to hinge his political survival on pursuing the war and stopping the Palestinians from getting a state.
BBC correspondent Mark Lowen from Jerusalem. German lawmakers approving legislation easing rules to gain citizenship, arguing the plan will bolster the integration of immigrants and help attract skilled workers. More details at SRNNews.com.